AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is traveling to Northern Ireland and Ireland 25 years after the signing of the Good Friday Peace Accord in Northern Ireland. It ended years of bloodshed. Republican dissident Patrick Gallagher is not praising this agreement.
You can see a wide-scale deprivation. We live in a society that's suffering due to a cost of living crisis. What we also have is a failure of the health service, a failure of education, a failure of housing. The list is pretty much endless.
Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, is observing the milestone anniversary with a reunion of key players in the peace process, along with Biden's visit. Katie Hayward is political sociology professor at Queen's University in Belfast.
The fact that he is coming here at this particular time is a sign of recognition that the peace process isn't in a good place, but to remind us of the achievements of the past 25 years and also to look ahead to the future.
Deep divisions remain over the conflict's legacy, and UK authorities in March raised the terrorism threat level in Northern Ireland to severe, warning of IRA dissidents opposed to the peace process and set on attacks. The outlook for the world economy this year has dimmed in the face of chronically high inflation, rising interest rates, and uncertainty resulting from the collapse of two American banks. That's the view of the International Monetary Fund, which downgraded its outlook for global economic growth. A source tells the AP Democrats have chosen Chicago to host their 2024 national convention. The selection is intended to keep the party's momentum after last fall's midterm election success in the Midwest. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has been rebuffed in her attempt to stay out of federal prison while she appeals her conviction for the fraud she committed while overseeing a blood testing scam that exposed Silicon Valley's dark side. The Dow is higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. A warning that the world economy is reaching a tricky phase.
The warning comes from the International Monetary Fund. It's worrying about high inflation, rising interest rates, and the collapse of those two big U.S. banks. The IMF has downgraded its outlook for global economic growth. It now envisions growth of 2.8% this year, and it says the possibility that rising interest rates will lead to a recession has risen sharply. The IMF's Pierre-Olivier Gourinchas.
We're therefore entering a tricky phase during which economic growth remains low by historical standards, financial risks have increased, yet inflation has not decisively turned the corner.
I'm Rita Foley.
Germany is launching plans to relax the country's strict restrictions on family names. For example, allowing couples to take double-barrel surnames and pass them on to children. As it stands, one partner in a married couple, not both, can add the other partner's name. Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.